Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Wondering was all because of sin. Their leader had been old Moses, but now that he had died, God said to Joshua, "Bring it on the other side." Crossed over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, "Yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free." The river now lies before you, and I the waters control. Now is the time to cross over, the waters back will roll. A wonderful land is awaiting just over Jordan tide. Remember, victory is on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, "Yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free."
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to the church and honor the Lord this morning. Present your body a living sacrifice and to lift up His wonderful name in song and in praise this morning, testimony, and lifting up the hands and all that we do for His glory and His honor, because He has been so good to us throughout this week. And I know things are bad, and I know the world's coming apart by the seams and getting wicked and worse every day. But Jesus said that, "You know, I told you these things were going to take place. And when it gets bad like this, just look up and know that your redemption is drawing nigh." Thank God this morning this world's not our final home. I'm glad to thank God that I've not got to strive to try to get it better and try to overcome it. I'm glad that one of these days He's just going to get us out of it. But until then, we just got to keep pressing on and telling others about the love of Christ, the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and sharing the good news of the gospel that God loves us this morning. And so I hope that you'll continue to pray for these on our prayer list. Never know when you're going to be on the prayer list. And so if you want to have confidence that others are praying for you, then we also need to pray one for another. But remember Cecil Parrish this morning in your prayers. Also remember Bella Parrish and Edna Owens and Glenda Henderson. Remember Maxine Jones this morning. Special request for Miss Susan Durham and Brother Bill this morning that God certainly would undertake for their needs this morning. Remember Ronnie Robertson this morning, Nathaniel Bailey, and also Maggie Matthews in your prayers this morning that God certainly would undertake for their needs as well. Remember Brittany Bolton this morning in prayer, and also keep praying for Brother Chris Nixon and also Jimmy Weaver this morning as they're recovering. Remember them in prayer. Our longtime listeners, Harold and Helen Olin, appreciate them listening in. Bob and Linda Schaefer, and also Miss Zula Ellis and Bessie Hawkins, appreciate them listening in. Robert Brown this morning, and we certainly hope this song be a blessing to you this morning.
When I look around and see the good things He does.
All right, Job chapter 1 this morning and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible said this morning there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 5,000 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household. So this man was the greatest of men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them, rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus did Job continually. And then down in verses number 18, the Bible said, while it was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Our Heavenly Father, now God, once again this morning, we thank you, Father, for the privilege of prayer this morning, for the reading of your word. And God, we thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost of God this morning. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to gather in your house this morning to fellowship with the saints of God this morning, Lord. And I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you certainly be in the midst this morning. May the name of Christ be exalted. May you be lifted up. And may you draw all men unto himself this morning. God, I pray that you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ. May you anoint your men this morning, God, to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning. God, open the ears of our heart that we might gladly receive the word of God and help us apply it to our life and to walk daily in it this morning. I pray this morning, God, that you touch those we made mention this morning, the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, those that are fighting battles, those that are muddling through the valley this morning, God, those this morning, God, that are struggling. I pray that, Lord, that you'd shoulder up with them, God, and give them help and relief this morning, God. I pray that above all things this morning, God, that you might save to the uttermost, God, that when this nearest hail, bless this morning, God, and we'll thank you and praise you. Everything that's accomplished in Jesus' name, amen, this morning, and amen. Now I want to finish up this being our last message this morning in this series concerning our young folks this morning. And I want to preach on the thought this morning out of the book of Job concerning our, despite our best effort this morning, despite your best efforts this morning. Maybe this not much to the young folks as it is to those that are raising the young folks today. We certainly need all the help we can get trying to raise up those young precious hearts this morning. I'm not trying to take away from the promises of the Word of God, but neither am I trying to give false hope this morning. Man, I've heard some say, well, the Bible says, said in Proverbs 22 verses 6, if you train up a child in the way that he should go when he's old, he'll not depart from them. I've heard some interpret that by saying if you raise your child in church, they'll never get out. I've heard others say, well, if you raise them right, if they do get out, they'll always come back. I want to tell you this morning, I lean more toward the fact that if you train that child, instill in him the things concerning God, he'll never get away from the teachings that you put in his heart this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, despite your best efforts this morning, children, when they reach an age this morning to make their own decisions, I mean, we can put in them the tools, the character, the insight to make the right decisions, but then the time will come when the decision is still going to be theirs. Despite our best efforts, there'll some still make the wrong decisions this morning. We can't protect them from the world. We can't shield them from every situation. Amen. I know we'd like to raise them up in a bubble. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, despite our best efforts, dear friend, this morning they've still got to choose their own path this morning. Amen. Look at Adam. His children were a disappointment. Cain, the first murderer in the Bible, amen, rose up against his own brother, banished from the family. He was raised in a good environment. Amen. We see that in the life of Abel. He was taught the things concerning God because his brother brought an acceptable sacrifice to God. Apparently, Cain was a hard worker. Tilled the ground and raised a crop. But he still chose, dear friend, this morning to disobey God. He still chose to embrace the bitterness of raising the wrong sacrifice. And he still chose to raise up against his brother this morning. Amen. He wasn't raised in a drug-infested ghetto. He didn't have an AK-47 assault rifle, but he still had murder in his heart this morning. Amen. David's children were defiant. Absalom's rebellion turned against his own father. Run him out of the kingdom, took the throne, and grieved the heart of David his father. Amen. And David, amen, a man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel, amen, though it was his sin that contributed to the situation, Absalom still had to be willing. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, kids, dear friend, are trying to get what they have parents have this morning. Amen. If parents could see what goes on at their funeral, they'd roll over in their grave, so to speak, this morning. Amen. I hope I don't ever live, dear friend, just waiting for somebody to die so I can have what they have this morning. I think about Job, dear friend, despite his best efforts, dear friend, he could not spare his children from disaster. Amen. He raised them right. Prayed for them daily. Sacrificed on their behalf. But he could not stave off the tragedy that befell them. And brother, it was God's will for this to take place. It wasn't because of sin. It wasn't because of disobedience. Amen. If you'll read these first two chapters, dear friend, it was God's will that moved his hand against Job and his family. And despite all that Job had done, thank God, lived right and done right. Dear friend, he still could not stop the tragedy that befell his children. Amen. Dear friend, but I wonder this morning what no effort will get us. Amen. Look at these who lost their children. I think about Eli. He lost his children to depravity. The Bible said his sons, dear friend, this morning, because he would not discipline them, because he would not correct them, even when he knew their transgressions. Amen. They just kept getting worse and worse, even though they were the priest serving in the tabernacle, even though their father was the high priest. Amen. I want to tell you, dear friend, you may, dear friend, want to raise your children politically correct. You may want to read Dr. Spock's Guide to Child Rearing. You may want to, dear friend, follow the trends and the traditions of Red Book, dear friend, and all these other magazines. But I'm telling you this morning, the Bible said if you spare the rod, you hate your child this morning. Amen. Dear friend, and despite our best efforts, we still can't stave them off from tragedy. But when we don't put any effort to it, when we don't give them any boundaries, when we don't give them any limits, when we just let them do what they want to do, when we turn a blind eye to their sins and their transgressions, amen. You can put them in time out all you want to, brother, but I'm telling you, when you fail to discipline your children, when you allow them to talk back, when you allow them to pitch a fit, when you allow them to do things, brother, and just say, well, it's just an experience or a phase they're going through, I'm telling you, it will lead to their undoing
and a tragic end. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, you may raise your children in church, and you ought to. Amen. But even church, children need discipline, brother. Amen. I think about Lot and Naomi's children. They lost them to death. Amen. Raised them in unholy environments. Lot's kids treated words as foolishness. When he tried to warn them about the incoming judgment of God, he exposed them to ungodliness of Sodom, and then surprised how they wouldn't leave when he told them to. Amen. It ought not be a surprise to you, mom and daddy, when you let them listen to vulgarity on TV and the internet and those video games, and then something comes out of their mouth. Amen. It ought not surprise you, mom and daddy. You may not do it, but you take them to backyard barbecues and family reunions where there's drinking going on. Amen. Thank God you ought not be surprised when they sneak around and do it. Amen. You ought not be surprised, mom and daddy, when you let her dress like a tramp and let him, thank God, go out in such a way when they end up pregnant. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, go ahead and write letters. Brother, I'm just telling you the truth. Dear friend, Naomi raised her kids in Moab and then surprised that they married heathen wives. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you. Dear friend, they didn't leave as a family. They died in a strange land before their time. And I'm telling you this morning, brother, you'll lose your children. Dear friend, this morning, if you don't put any effort into their raising this morning. Children don't raise themselves. And left to themselves, the Bible said, they'll bring shame upon their mother and daddy. Isaac, man and Jacob, dear friend, lost their children to disputings. Man, listen, mom and dad, they lost their children because they loved one child above the other. Man, the Bible said Isaac loved Esau, and Rebekah loved Jacob. Man, and it set these boys on a course to hate one another. Dear friend, Jacob did the same thing. Man, the Bible said he loved Joseph more than all these other children, and it caused them to despise him and hate him and to sell him into hands of strangers. It split the family up. You may say you love all your children the same, but they can see the difference in your actions this morning, and you ought not to ever put one above the other, because it'll cause a division. It'll cause despising one another and hating one another. And when you leave this world, thank God, they may come together like Jacob and Esau did long enough to bury it. But thank God they'll depart from one another and despise one another all the days of their life, because you showed a difference, because you put something in between them that ought not to ever been there this morning. You can lose your children if you don't put any effort to show the same to all of them. So what is your best effort this morning, mom and dad? How can we offer our children our best? Well, let me give you three or four examples this morning. You ought to do what Hannah done and dedicate them to the Lord. That's where it starts this morning. Amen. Even before they're born, put them on the altar. And even, thank God, after they're born, dedicate them to God. Amen. Hannah put a Nazarite vow upon her child. And I realize that's not necessary in the day we live. But there still ought to be some things that we pledge not to expose our children to. We ought to monitor their activities and their entertainment, their acquaintances. Thank God, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank God, this morning the Bible said, dear friend, the day that we ought to dedicate our children, offer them unto the Lord this morning. Think about Solomon. He instructed his children. Amen. Thank God, Proverbs for parents. Amen. God's guide to child rearing. You'll find it in the Word of God. The Bible is a manual instruction book. Thank God it does come with directions this morning. Amen. Thank God this morning. The Bible said in Proverbs 13 and 24, if you spare the rod, you hate your son. But he that loveth him chastens him betimes. In 23:13, withhold not correction. If you beat him with a rod, he'll not die. But you'll deliver his soul from hell. In 29:15, the rod of correction gives wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth shame. In 29:17, the Bible said, correct thy son, and he'll give you rest, and give you delight to thy soul. In 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The rod of correction drives it far from him. Ephesians 6:4, bring up the children in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. As Solomon said, my son, forget not my law, and the words, despise not the chastening of the Lord, but hear the instruction of thy father, and bow down thine ear. I thank God this morning. I'm telling you, we ought to instruct them in the right ways. I saw a billboard here a while back that had a picture of a baby and a tag on it said, if they only come with instructions. I want to tell you this morning, God never sent you anything without instructions, brother. And that child did come with an instruction book and a manual. I thank God you just got to open it up and read the directions. Like most of men today, we get something that has some assembly required. The first thing we do is throw away the instructions and say, I got enough sense how to put this thing together. And what a mess we make of it. Amen. I think about Enoch this morning as an example. In Genesis 5:22, the Bible said he walked with God after that he begat Methuselah. I thank God, Methuselah this morning. If there's anything that ought to motivate us how to start walking with God, it ought to be our children this morning. Amen. We ought to set a standard for them. Thank God, show them, not just tell them how to walk with the Lord. Church needs to be a top priority in our life. Prayer in our home. Bible reading in our home. Worship. Thank God, starts at home this morning. You say, well, preacher, I don't want my children to grow up and be like me. Well, then, mom and dad, it's time to stop being somebody that you don't want your children to grow up and be like, because they're going to walk in your footsteps. They're going to follow in that path. Amen. And it's time, thank God, to get your life straight and dedicate your own life to God. And then, dear friend, raise your children and be an example unto them. And lastly, this morning, amen. What is your best effort, mom and dad? Be like Jochebed. Put them in the hands of the Lord. Despite our best effort, when we've done all that we can do, all you can do is put them in the hands of the Lord. That's all Jochebed could do when she'd hid Moses all she could. When she'd sheltered him as long as she could. She put him in the bulrush and put him in the river and put him in the hands of God. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, when you send them out the door with car keys in their hand, thank God all you can do is say, now, Lord, I put them in your hands to watch over them. I think about that father with a son that was possessed. He brought him to Jesus when he had done all that he could do. That Syrophoenician woman that had a daughter vexed with a unclean spirit, when she had cared for her all that she could, she come to Jesus and presented her case unto them. Let me tell you, mom and dad, when you've done all that you can do, when you've instilled in them, when you put forth your best effort and gone as far as you can, when you brought them to Jesus, I thank God, just put them on the altar prayer and say, Lord, now they're in your hands. Amen. Dear friend, because I'm telling you, despite your best effort, amen, they've still got to make their own choices. They've still got to go their own way. They've still got to do their own thing. Dear friend, all we can do is put them in the hands of the Lord. But what a safe place they can be this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.